New York City is where it started.
Globally is where we are.
Vashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store or listen online at VashaniRadio.com.
From Vashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to LindaMonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave me a feedback and let me know what you think about my show. I really would like to know what you think about these nuggets me and my guests are dropping to you to help you live your best life. I also want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Like I said, we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, too blessed to be stressed. Well, my listeners, this is the last week of Black History Month, and I told you I would be featuring some people that made a contribution to America. So, with my last episode of Black History Month, I want to feature my favorite actor, director, whatever you want to call him, Mr. Tyler Perry. He's such an awesome man, a god, and with the storms that he's been in his life, he is definitely proving that your beginning does not happen to be your end, okay? I mean, he went through a lot in life, and his testimony is such an inspiration to me that I wanted to feature him during this last week of Black History Week. So Tyler was born Emmett Perry Jr. in New Orleans, Louisiana, the son of Willie Maxine Perry and Emmett Perry Sr., a carpenter. He has three siblings. Perry once said his father's answer to everything was to beat it out of you. As a child, Perry once went so far as to attempt suicide in an effort to escape his father's beatings. In contrast to his father, his mother took him to church each week, where he sensed a certain refuge and contentment. At age 16, he had his first name legally changed from Emmett to Tyler in an effort to distance himself from his father. Many years later, after seeing the film Precious, Tyler was moved to reveal for the first time that he had been molested by a friend's mother at age 10. He was also molested by three men prior to this and later learned his own father had molested his friend. A DNA test taken by Perry indicated that Emmett Sr. was not Perry's biological father. While Perry did not complete high school, he earned a GED. In his early 20s, watching an episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show, he heard someone describe the sometimes therapeutic effect the act of writing can have, enabling the author to work out his or her own problems. This comment inspired him to apply himself to a career in writing. What a blessing. He's the last billionaire added to the Forbes list of Black Americans. He soon started writing a series of letters to himself, which became the basis for the musical I Know I've Been Changed. Around 1990, Tyler moved to Atlanta, where 2 years later, I Know I've Been Changed was first performed at a community theater, financed by the 22-year-old Tyler's $12,000 life savings. The play included Christian themes of forgiveness, dignity, and self-worth, while addressing issues such as child abuse and dysfunctional families. The musical initially received a less than stellar reception and was a financial failure. Tyler persisted, and over the next 6 years, he rewrote the musical repeatedly through lackluster reviews, continued. In 1998, at age 28, he succeeded in retooling the play and restaging it in Atlanta, first at the House of Blues, then at the Fox Theater. Perry continued to create new stage productions, touring with them on the so-called Chillin' Circuit, now also known as the Urban Theater Circuit, and developing a large, devoted following among African-American audiences. In 2005, Forbes reported that he had sold more than 100 million in tickets, 30 million in videos of his shows, and an estimated 20 million in merchandise. And the 300 live shows he produces each year are attended by an average of 35,000 people a week. Perry raised a $5 million budget in part from the ticket sales of his stage productions to fund his first movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, which went on to gross $6 million domestically while scoring a 16% approval rating at the film review website Rotten Tomatoes. Perry made his directorial debut on his next film, an adaptation of Madea's Family Reunion, and has directed all of his subsequent Madea films. On his opening weekend, February 24th through 26, 2006, Madea Family Reunion opened at number one at the box office with $30.3 million. The film eventually grossed $65 million. Perry and his co-stars promoted the film on the Oprah Winfrey Show. As with Dowry, also almost all of the Madea earnings have been generated in the United States. Perry's next Lionsgate project, Daddy's Little Girl, starred Gabrielle Union in Arias Elba and was released in the United States on February 14, 2007. It grossed over $30 million. Perry wrote, directed, produced, and starred in his next film, Why Did I Get Married? Perry had opened his own studio. Janet Jackson, Sharon Leal, Jill Scott, and Tasha Smith appeared in the film. Perry's 2008 film, Meet the Browns, released on March 21st, opened at number two with a $20 million weekend gross. The Family That Prays opened on September 12, 2008 and grossed over $37.1 million. Madea Goes to Jail opened at number one on February 20, 2009, grossing $41 million and became his largest opening to date. I saw this play live on Broadway, and this was my first time meeting Tyler Perry personally. It was such an exhilarating experience to be there to meet him live. This was Perry's seventh film with Lionsgate Entertainment. At the request of director J.J. Abrams, also in 2009, Perry had a small role as the Starfleet Academy commanded Admiral Barnett in Star Trek, which opened on May 8th. This was his first film appearance outside of his own projects. Perry next wrote, directed, and starred in I can do bad all by myself. A film structured around his Madea character. This was Perry's eighth film, and it also made number one at the box office. In 2009, Perry teamed with Oprah Winfrey to present Precious, a film based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire. Why Did I Get Married Too? The sequel to Why Did I Get Married? Opened in theaters on April 2nd, 2010. It featured Janet Jackson, Tasha Smith, Jill Scott, and Malik Yoba. This film grossed $60 million domestically, with $29 million making the opening weekend. Perry directed a film adaptation of Norzak Shang's, a 1975 choral poem for colored girls who had considered suicide, When the Rainbow Is Ifit, which was released in theaters November 5th, 2010. He appeared in the stage play Madea Big Family Reunion, which toured the U.S. as a stage play and was released as a movie in 2011, written, directed by, and starring Perry. The film version of Madea Big Family Reunion raked in $25.8 million at the box office, taking second place. Perry's next film with Lionsgate was Good Deeds, in which Perry plays lead character Wesley Deeds. Good Deeds is a romantic drama film written, directed by, and starring Perry. The film was released on February 24, 2012. It is the 10th of 11 films that Perry directed and appears in. The film received a 29% rating by review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes, and opened with a box office $15.5 million gross. The movie also stars Thady Newton, Rebecca Rowland, Gabrielle Union, Eddie Sarabian, Jamie Kennedy, Felicia Rashad, and others. As of June 2011, Perry's films has grossed over $500 million worldwide. Perry's Madea's Witness Protection, his seventh film within the Madea's franchise, was released on June 29, 2012. Perry took over the role of James Patterson's Alex Cross from Morgan Freeman for a new film in the series titled Alex Cross. The film was opened in October 19th, 2012, was panned by critics and audiences with Rotten Tomatoes score of 11% and 47% positive respectively, and became a box office bomb. His performance gained the attention of director David Fincher, who subsequently cast Perry in his 2014 thriller Gone Girl, co-starring with Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike, and Neil Patrick Harris. Perry released his 13th film, Temptations, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, based on his 2008 play of the same name, on March 29, 2013. The film stars Lawrence Gross, Janine Smolik, Brandy Norwood, Robbie Jones, Vanessa L. Williams, and Kim Kardashian. He produced Tyler Perry Presents Peoples, released on May 10, 2013. He returned to the big screen with A Madea Christmas, released on December 13, 2013. Perry directed the film The Single Moms Club, which opened on March 14, 2014. His first animated movie, Madea's Tough Love, was released on DVD January 20th, 2015. In 2016, Perry played scientist Baxter Stockman in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows. In mid-January 2016, Perry started filming his 17th film and 9th within the Madea franchise, Boo, a Madea Halloween. The film was released on October 21st, 2016. A sequel, Boo 2, a Madea Hollywood, Halloween, was released on October 2017. Perry, alongside Oprah Winfrey, lent his voice in his first computer animated film called The Star, which is based on the Nativity of Jesus. Developed by Sony Pictures Animation, the film was released on November 17, 2017. Perry's films are co-produced and distributed by Lionsgate Entertainment. He retains full copyright ownership under the corporate name Tyler Perry Films and places his name in front of all titles. Perry's movies have been very limited. Perry movie has seen very limited release outside North America. But in May 2010, Lionsgate announced plans to begin releasing his films in the United Kingdom. Perry produced a long-running sitcom, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, which ran for 8 seasons from June 21, 2006 to August 10, 2012. The series followed an African-American household of 3 generations. The show demonstrated the family members' serious, true-to-life struggles with faith and love. The show ran in the spring of 2006 as a 10-show pilot. After the successful pilot run, Perry signed a $200 million, 100-episode deal with TBS. On June 6, 2007, the first 2 episodes of Tyler Perry's House of Pain ran on TBS after receiving high ratings. House of Pain entered broadcast syndication. Reruns were played through December 2007, before the second season began. Perry also wrote, directed, and produced the sitcom Meet the Browns, which premiered on TBS on January 7, 2009, and ended on November 18, 2011. On October 2, 2012, Perry struck an exclusive multi-year partnership with Oprah Winfrey in her Oprah Winfrey Network own. The partnership was largely for the purposes of bringing script television to own. Perry, having had previous success in this department, Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse, based on his films Why Did I Get Married? And Why Did I Get Married Too, premiered on TBS on November 25, 2011. The series was canceled by TBS in February 2013, but was revived by OWN for a 3rd season, which began on September 18, 2013. Tyler also had 2 other television series featured on OWN. The hour-long soap opera drama series, The Has and the Have Nots. And I'm so proud my grandson was an extra on The Has and Have Nots. We were so proud of him. And the sitcom, Love Thy Neighbor. The Haves and the Have-Nots premiered on May 28, 2013, and completed its series run after 8 sessions on July 20, 2021. The program was credited by Oprah Winfrey as bringing success to her network and opened the door for a host of other highly rated dramas to own. During its series runs, The Haves and the Have-Not had numerous Nielsen ratings high for the own broadcasting station. It was reported on May 29, 2013, that The Haves and the Have-Nots set a new record for OWN, scoring the highest ratings ever for a series premiere on the network. Love Thy Neighbor scored the second highest rating ever for a series premiered on OWN behind The Haves and the Have-Nots. Contrastly, however, Love Thy Neighbor had struggled in ratings. The Have and the Have-Nots remained the network's highest-rated program for most of its run. On February 4, 2014, The Haves and the Have-Nots came in as the most-watched program in all of cable television for the night. On March 11, 2014, a Haves and the Have-Nots Season 2 episode set an own record when it scored the highest rating in the network's history. The record-breaking episode brought in 3.6 million viewers, surpassing the 3.5 million that tuned in for the Oprah's Next Chapter interview with Bobby Christina, which was the next work's previous highest rating viewing. On January 9, 2014, as part of Perry's continued partnership with OWN, the network ordered its fourth script series and fourth series by Perry based on the featured film, The Single Moms Club, called If Loving You Is Wrong. The hour-long drama series premiered on September 9, 2014. In 2015, Tyler acquired the 330-acre former military base, Fort McPherson, located in Atlanta, which he converted to studios. The studios was used to film the HBO Films on film version of The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, and is currently in ongoing use for the television series The Walking Dead. 50,000 square feet of the site are dedicated to standing permanent sets, including a replica of a luxury hotel lobby, a White House replica, a 16,000 square foot mansion, a mock cheap hotel, a trailer park set, and a real 1950-style diner that was relocated from a town 100 miles away. It also hosts 12 sound stages named after highly accomplished African-Americans in the entertainment industry. The blockbuster Marvel film Black Panther was the first to be filmed on one of the new stages at Tyler Perry Studio, as announced personally by Tyler Perry on his Instagram account on February 19, 2018. Tyler Perry Studio is one of the largest film studios in the nation and established Tyler Perry as the second African-American to outright own a major film studio after Tim and Daphne Reed. On January 14, 2017, Tyler signed a long-term deal with Viacom, now Viacom CBS, for 90 episodes Year of Original Drama and Comedy Series. Viacom will also have distribution rights to short video contents and a first look at film concepts. The first film from this deal was Nobody's Fool. The TV deal began fall 2019 with The Oval, Sister, and BTE Plus, a brand new screening service premiering with strong ratings for BET. Tyler's first book, Don't Make a Black Woman Take Off Her Earrings, Madea's Uninhibited Commentaries on Life and Love, appeared on April 11, 2016. The book sold 30,000 copies. The hard copy reached number one on the New York bestsellers list and remained on the list for 12 weeks. It was voted Book of the Year, Best Humor Book at the 2016 Quill Awards. His second book, Higher is Waiting, was published on November 14, 2016. It debuted at number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list. Tyler is a Christian. Trust me, he could not have reached that without being one. He has become good friends with Janet Jackson, Will Smith, and Oprah Winfrey. Many of the themes in his work reflect theology and social behavior indicative of the predominantly black church culture, such as the many scenes in both his stage and screen work that features church settings and worship styles commonly found in predominantly African-American churches, including showcases of gospel music and artists. In 2007, Tyler bought a 17-acre estate in the Paces neighborhood of Buckhead, Atlanta. In May 2016, he sold the house for $17.5 million, also closing the biggest deal ever for a private home in the Georgia capital. In 2013, his company, ETPC LLC, purchased around 1,100 acres in the New Manchester, Georgia area of Douglas County, Georgia. On July 20th, 2009, Tyler sponsored 65 children from a Philadelphia day camp to visit Walt Disney World. After reading that a suburban swim club, the Valley Swim Club in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, had shunned them. He wrote on his website, "I want them to know that for every act of evil that a few people will throw at you, there are millions more who will do something kind for them." On December 8, 2009, Perry's mother, Willie Maxine Perry, died at age 64 following an illness. He lives and works in Southeast Atlanta, where he operates the Tyler Perry Film and TV Studios. In August 2010, it was reported that he had purchased Dean's Garden, a 58-acre estate in the Atlanta suburb of Johns Creek. He tore down the existing 32-square-foot mansion and planned, but never built, a new environmentally friendly home on the property. On November 30th, 2014, Perry's partner, Galila Berkey, gave birth to their son. In December 2020, Perry announced that he was a single bachelor. In September 2017, Perry purchased a house in Mulholland Estates, a gated community in Los Angeles. Perry owned vacation properties in both Wyoming and the Bahamas. On March the 7th, 2021, Prince Harry, Duch of Sussex, and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, publicly revealed in the TV interview with Oprah Winfrey with Meghan and Harry that Tyler Perry provided initial security and housing for 3 months that allowed the couple to safely relocate from Canada to California in March 2020, following the withdrawal of their British royal protection. My goal is to hook up with Tyler Perry. As you know, I deal with prison ministry, and there's a lot of talent in there. And so a lot of inmates have plays that they want to produce. So I'm praying that I meet Tyler Perry and we can personally get these plays that the inmates have written in film or on the movie. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app and leave a feedback on the voicemail and let us know what you think of my show, because we're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week, because these nuggets will definitely help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Also, don't forget to go to Google Play and don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com and order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It would truly be a blessing to you. Again, the latest billionaire on the Forbes list of African American is Tyler Perry. Congratulations, Tyler. I love you. I hope to partnership with you one day, and keep the good work up. The best is yet to come. God loves you, and so do I. Until next week, stay tuned to the Linda Monroe Show.
New York City is where it started.
Globally is where we are.
Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.